welcome to Light Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Kant, author of the number one best-selling book, Sensitivity is Your Superpower, How to Harness Your Gifts, Fulfill Your Purpose, and Create a Life of Joy. And if you are new to my tribe, I would love to gift to you my Sensitive Soul Empowerment Guide, the three ways of navigating your way to more peace, positivity, and personal power. And you can get that at sensitivesoulguide.com. And you'll actually be able to visit us and chat with us, myself included, in the Light Medicine community, which is a community on Circle where we chat and talk about all sorts of things, including patches and energy healing and spirituality and consciousness and all that good stuff. So today is the first Monday of the month, and I am pleased to welcome again my wonderful, amazing co-host, Dr. Dennis Loebstein. He is an Asian medicine specialist, exercise physiologist, Dr. Dennis. Just an amazing guy, Matrix Energetics practitioner.
That'll work.
Helping us for many, many, many years learn how to use the patches in a more advanced way using the principles of ancient traditional Chinese medicine principles. And so we're going to be talking about acupuncture points today and different traditional medicine, Chinese medicine principles on how to work with those things. So if you're brand new to LifeWave, just keep in mind that this is a little bit more advanced. So we recommend that you definitely experiment with doing the patches via the brochure's recommendations, because most people, about 80%, will get fantastic, amazing results using the patches according to what is in your brochures. And then sometimes we can tweak that. And so depending on your symptoms, you can let us know what your symptoms are, and we will see if there is some additional advice or points that you can use. And just so you know, we will be answering questions based on a couple of things. We have a Facebook event every month currently that you can post your question there, as well as my Light Medicine community. You can post your questions there as well, so we'll be taking those questions first. And then if you have a question live on the show, you can also call in 818-514-1190. Hit 1 so we know your hand is up, 818-514-1190, and hit 1. And I'll also open up the chat in just a bit to keep your questions based on symptoms or goals, what you'd like to accomplish, without naming medical conditions or diagnoses. Otherwise, we'll have to, not use your question. So, Dr. Dennis, happy early July 4th. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Well, hi, Dr. Karen. Hi, everybody. I'm delighted to be here with y'all, and happy Independence Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Independence Day to you. So we've got some questions here, Dr. Dennis, but I was wondering if you had anything you wanted to talk about as far as any themes or things you've been seeing yourself, trends.
Well, a couple interesting stories. The first one has to do with a bear, and the second one has to do with Jingguan Hong. So let me explain. As most of you already know, I'm living up in the forest in Arizona, and there are black bears around here, but they mostly keep themselves scarce. But we had a rare instance a couple weeks ago where a bear, a large male bear, is about 365 pounds, attacked a guy, and he was yelling for help. And his neighbors came out, and they tried to make all kinds of noise and to scare the bear off, but it wouldn't scare. And the bear was starting to eat this guy alive, and the neighbors shot the bear. And that's pretty rare for a bear to do that. So what I was thinking is, why would that happen? And The most reasonable explanation I can think of is with our wide open borders and the cartels encroaching on southern Arizona, we have drug runners coming up through the forest with backpacks full of cocaine, and the bear probably got into one of the backpacks and ate the cocaine and then lost its fear of people. So there's another side effect of cocaine for you.
Huh. Interesting. Well, there have been some interesting videos or reels being shared. I was kind of surprised that this particular reel was shared, and I saw it in my feed, even though James was talking about it in his. And we tend to get very, very different feeds. Like what I like on Facebook is not exactly what James likes. Anyway, yeah. It was about, and see if you've seen this one, guys. It's about a video of a deer eating a snake or snake skin. And it was just so weird because we think about deer eating vegetation, right? Like we don't necessarily think of them eating meat. And so there was something else. There was some other animal that generally is considered, you know, vegetarian, if you will, eating some sort of prey, which is, again, kind of odd. That probably doesn't have to do with cocaine necessarily, but I think that's just very interesting how maybe it's a trend, or maybe these are just different separate stories, maybe related or not related to that, but it could be related to the sun. Like apparently the sun, we're getting more and more solar flares. Yeah, and it increases 2025 is the top of that astrologically when we get the most sun, right. And that's when the most chaos occurs. And it's just part of a cycle. It's not like we're causing the chaos necessarily, but we can either go through that cycle with grace or we can go through that cycle kicking and screaming. So it behooves us to really focus on our own personal level of consciousness and stillness to stay in peace, even though there are some, you know, interesting energies floating around.
Yeah, I prefer grace and peace.
Yes, yes. I thought you were going to say that, you know, there was something you could do to patch the bear, but I was like, how are you going to get the patches on that thing?
it gives like a bunch of eon, right? I was going
to
segue from the bear possibly being high in cocaine and then going through withdrawal later, having a depression, my experience with people in that state where they're going through withdrawal, and I put a SP6 patch on their left Tian Wei point, which is stop addiction point, and their withdrawal symptoms are mitigated or go down, and they calm down. So,
yeah, that's interesting.
Of course, I couldn't do that with the bear because it was shot to death in the middle of eating some guy, but I thought that would be an interesting segue to my experience with addicts in LA and they're losing their withdrawal symptoms when patching them with SP6 and Eon. And so I put SP6 patch on left and Eon on right, Tian Wei points, which is stop addiction point. And those of you that have heard me flap my gums before know that stop addiction point, Tian Wei, is halfway between large intestine 5 and lung 7 on the radial aspect of the wrist on the side of the thumb.
Okay. Yes. And, of course, you have one on each side. And do you always patch the other side as well?
Usually, yeah. I try the SP6 first. And if the symptoms don't completely go away with that, and then I'll follow up with the Eon on the right.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Karen, your voice sounds like you still have a little problems with it.
Yeah, it's recovering, and it's not as quick as I would have expected. And I had a wonderful session with my movie co-star, Deanna Courtney, who, by the way, as of this recording, July 5th, which is this Wednesday, is the launch of the Inside Effects book. So we have a book launch, and I posted it in our Facebook group, so you should see that link there that everyone can come in and learn how to, you know, how best-selling, campaigns work. And I'll be there, you know, doing a little talking. And then Saturday, July 8th, was the launch of the Inside Effects movie, and that's with some luminaries such as Lynn McTaggart, John D. Martini, some comedians like J.P. Sears, Kyle Cease, some controversial physicians.
Cool.
Yeah, Andrew Kaufman, Dr. Tom Cowan, of course, myself, and there is going to be a Q&A afterwards as well. So anyway, Deanna Courtney is one of the stars, co-stars of the movie, and she is a specialist in German New Medicine. And she said that the healing symptoms started when literally the day before my Light Warrior training camp started. And I've done the training camp multiple times, you know, 4 or 5 times. No problems with my voice.
Yeah.
So she says to me, okay, well, in German New Medicine, this is a scare-fright conflict. And she says, I think you were resolving it when the camp started. So she suspected something. She said, okay, so is it true that you've not held the camp for a number of years? yeah, because of the pandemic and the lockdown and the rules, the COVID testing, the masking. I mean, I'm like, couldn't be bothered, right? Like, just forget it. And then, you know, now we, you know, feel comfortable enough, like, okay, most people can make it, travel, you know, they don't have to do all these hoops, jump through all these hoops, and we can be together. And she goes, yeah, that sounds right. She says the length of time that this is resolving, she says laryngeal programs do take a little longer, like 2 weeks or so. But she says, first of all, you do use your voice every day for work. So that probably it's a lot longer because of that. But secondly, she says, your scare-fright conflict would have been throughout that 3 years. So that's a very long, you know, an intense scare-fright. And she says, because you're an empath, you're probably, you know, feeling your whole tribe and what they're going through. And so when you're healing all of that too. And that did make a lot of sense to me. So basically I know it's very different from Chinese medicine where we talk about, wind, cold, damp, you know, heat, all that kind of stuff. They're evading that kinds of things. It's similar to the germ theory, except but it's also similar to the terrain theory, right? Like how healthy is your terrain, your Wei Qi field, like your basic foundational thing. But they don't, you know, in terrain theory, it's not so much about the virus or the bacteria or anything like that. It's more about, you know, where is your body at? In German New Medicine, they take it completely to the other side, which is like, these are actually symptoms of healing, not of the original issue. So, you know, when everybody says, oh, you're still sick, I said, no, I'm healing well, right? It's just like, it's a contextual paradigm shift in what we think about things. That being said, I asked her, I said, well, you know, why in Chinese medicine, you know, do we say, you know, you have, you know, wind, cold, invasion, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, well, you know, she says, I'm not sure, but, it's possible that you heard that growing up. It's possible that, you know, these tales have been told throughout the centuries. And then because our psyches believe it on some level, on subconscious level, that we manifest it based on our belief and understanding. So I'm not saying that's right or wrong, because clearly we observe, you know, wind invasion and cold invasion and the symptoms of that after that. But at the same time, I do respect Dr. Hammer's work in German New Medicine, now called Germanic Healing Knowledge, that he is darn accurate, that guy, right? And the German medical authorities ran him out of Germany. And then, you know, he's probably correct, right? Because the medical establishment couldn't stand the guy.
Of course, you can't have somebody healing everybody or big pharma.
Right, or telling people not to be scared. That's the whole point in German New Medicine is don't be scared. These are healing symptoms. If you understand them, you can prevent them from being that severe. It also resolves the original conflict or, you know, whatever it is that contributed to it. So, super, super, super interesting stuff. And there's actually another gal who talks about past lives, past life conflict shocks. Now, that's what I've, in my healing modality, we can actually test for that. And I just thought, okay, be weird, Karen. Here we go again, right? But there's actually a German New Medicine specialist who specializes in ancestral and or, you know, past life kind of, you know, conflict shocks that can be energetically passed down. So I was like, okay, I'm not weird. Somebody else has done it.
Well, it's possible to describe the energetic changes you get that are described in Chinese medicine, as you mentioned, like damp heat or toxic heat or whatever we're talking about that we usually flap our gums about on the show, the patch, that could be accounted for by what you're saying.
Yeah, at the end of the day, Dr. Dennis, whether we made the stuff up and we made people believe it, not we, but, Chinese medicine, it's like whatever works, right? To me, it's like whatever's working. So if someone has a paradigm shift and for, even energetically, they no longer believe in there's cold, damp, heat, whatever, and they don't manifest that in their bodies, fine. They don't need to believe in it.
It's like that's what the body needs to do to heal itself. It changes energetic patterns.
Right.
And an example of that would be when one has some pathogens on board or exposed to it or some toxins on board, there's a pyrogenic reaction. In other words, your body temperature goes up, so white blood cells will activate because they activate when body temperatures increase and their activity is threefold their normal basal temperature level. And so Western medicine sees that as a fever that has to go down right away. And in natural healing, we see that as a healing reaction and the body's healing itself, changing energetically to heal. So the toxic heat that's exhibited by that is the way the body heals itself.
Yes, and the body learns to adapt and do what it's supposed to do. So the whole theme of the Inside Effects movie is like your body is wise. It is doing what it needs to do and trying to give you the signals, and the hints on what to do to support its natural ability to heal itself. And even with phototherapy patches, this discussion is really about it's not giving you something outside of yourself, and that's very hard for people to understand because they're thinking about a pill or an injection or a transdermal nicotine patch or a lidocaine patch where something is outside of you giving you something. The phototherapy patches take what you already do and make it better and more efficient.
It's a little nudge or reminder about the frequency pattern the body needs to go through.
That's right. And that's why I consider them in the natural, self-healing, toolbox. Because even if you look at supplements are, you don't, sometimes there are things you cannot make in your body. Sometimes supplements are necessary because you just don't have it in the soil, right? The minerals aren't there. There's low magnesium, yada, yada. But it is still outside your body that you're taking in. Whereas with the phototherapy, you're just, creating an energetic blueprint or frequency to go, hey, do this better. Do this part better. Activate those stem cells, and it's much more, if you will, natural than even taking a supplement, which, by the way, in Canada, apparently at this moment of this recording, they are up in arms over the possibility that the Canadian supplements are going to be highly regulated and very difficult to get.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's really unfortunate.
Well, or it isn't. I mean, it's like these days I kind of think of whatever's happening, I'm just going to be like, that's not what I desire, but whatever's happening is happening for the highest grace good and is there to serve me, so how do I make that true?
It might wake people up to make things better.
Or they may look at light, right? They may look at, consciousness.
Right.
If you take everything away, if you take all your supplements away, if you take away all patches, heaven forbid, away, but they have done that in Canada, taking a lot of patches away. What do you have left? I mean, you have you. You have you.
Well, the supplements and the light are doing are supplying frequencies, and one can generate the frequencies with thought. Which is, I believe, if I understand your Toltec system, what you're doing.
Yeah, well, it's the Tolpecan healing. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, Tolpecan, right.
Who's doing the work anyway, right? I mean, whether that be your spirit team, God team, quantum frequencies, who knows? But the point is, if it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't work, move to something else.
Mm-hmm. And you open up to grace, so you invite frequencies in. And that's what you're doing with the nutraceuticals or even with the toxic drugs, they have a certain frequency that they stimulate at the receptor site or in the cell. And then even homeopathy has frequencies, and the patches have phototherapy frequencies. So the whole thing boils down to which kind of frequencies are you going to use and which are more useful and least toxic.
Yes, and so we like to say that the patches are helpful tools to support self-healing. Okay,
yeah.
Let's get to some questions, Dr. Dennis.
Yeah,
I think that's a good
foundation. I promised to talk about Jingwan Hong at the top of the hour. So
oh, right. Yes, how do I spell that?
J-I-N-G-W-A-N-H-O-N-G. Jingwan Hong.
Jingwan Hong.
Okay, so that's a salve or a patent medicine in traditional Chinese medicine, which will heal burns and damage to skin and helps granulate the skin so that it heals better. Well, I just wanted to mention briefly that I had this patient or a client with damaged skin, and the scab was on there for a long time and wasn't healing very quickly. And I combine the Jingwan Hong, even though it wasn't a burn, it was damaged skin, with X39 and X49 patches bracketing the area, and the skin healed up pretty well.
Mm. Yes, can you, for our newbies here, can you please explain what you mean by bracketing?
Okay. If you have an area that you're trying to influence with the patches, you put the patches on either side of the area. Like if it's a blockage or a pain, then you put the patches on either side of the pain, and that's called bracketing. So in this case, I put the X39, X49 on either side of the leg, which is the shin or the tibia, and that's a stomach channel area. Above and below it to follow the stomach channel energy, and that was bracketing.
Nice, bracketing. That's great. And the nice thing with bracketing is you don't have to use acupuncture points.
Right. Yeah. You just it would probably maximize the efficacy of the patches on the acupuncture points, but you still get biocoherent increases even if you just put them on the skin and not even be on the acupuncture points. They'll still work.
Right. Cool. Okay. Anything else you want to mention about that before we move on?
You can call an area that's hurt an Ashi point. And if the skin isn't broken, say there's pain under the Ashi point, like a bruise, you can put the patches over the Ashi point and call that a point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Put the patches right on the painful point. And that's what Dr. Dennis is talking about. Ashi is like a pain, pain point.
Yeah. Ouchie. You
yeah, exactly.
Consider it an ouchie point.
Okay, cool.
Even though it's called Ashi.
All right, are you ready for questions?
Sure, go ahead.
Awesome. Okay, and again, if you're just joining us, you can call in with questions 818-514-1190. Hit 1, assuming that your hand is up. And we'll take the questions in order that they were received. We're going to first start with the questions in the Light Medicine community and then the Facebook events, and then we'll go to the phones and the chat after that. So the first question is from Beth, and she's wondering if there is a patching protocol that would support the symptom of hearing loss. So she's had significant hearing loss, and she was muscle testing that LifeWay patches would be helpful for the symptom. She would like some advice on what to try.
Okay, well, the first thing I would do is palpate the points around the ear, and I'd start with small intestine 19, which is a hearing place. That's right in front of the tragus, which is that little flap of skin that goes over the ear hole from the side of the ear sticking inward. So if that's sore, that's a good place to start. And then work around to the bottom and then the back and then the top of the ear and see if you find any ashi points while you're palpating. Those would be indications that there is stagnant chi there or blockages that need to be patched that can help the hearing or the ear. So one of the best patches I'd use for small intestine 19 or around the ear are the YH patches, starting with E on small intestine 19 and going around with glutathione on the bottom of the back of the ear and carnosine at the top, the apex of the ear, just above. So there are a number of gallbladder points around the ear. And if any of those areas are sore, they would be good candidates to patch. So that's a good start. And another approach would be to consider that in traditional Chinese medicine, the ears are the windows to the kidneys. And so if you tonify kidney points like kidney 3, that will help with hearing. And that would work synergistically with Sanjiao 3 on the back of the hand, which also helps with hearing.
Oh, okay. And you have two of those guys on the back of the hand, triple burner 3.
Yeah, so you can make, and also you have two kidney 3. So you got kidney 3 on the right, kidney 3 on the left, Sanjiao 3 on the right, Sanjiao 3 on the left. So start with YH around the ear and then go to an X49 on Sanjiao 3 and an X on the right and an X39 on left kidney 3.
Oh, I see. So you're just using one of the points.
Yeah, just to save on patches. But you could use two sets of patches if you wanted. And you could go above and below, too, like put the yang patches or the positive ones on the hand and the negative patches on the ankles. So you're using a above and below paradigm instead of a right-left paradigm. For sky
so
versus earth.
When we're talking about X-39 and X-49, that can be a little bit confusing because they're relative yin-yang to each other.
That's correct. So I view X-49 as being more yang, and so it's a more positive patch. That's because its characteristics give you more stamina and energy. And the X-39 repairs tissue, and that's more of a yin characteristic is to reinforce tissue repair and the substance of tissue. And so I use when I use them together, I use X39 as more yin and X49 as more yang. And so X49 would go on the right side of the body or above the umbilical horizontal plane because that's more sky and yang. And then X39 would go below the umbilical horizontal plane, and that would be more yin on the left side of the body.
Okay. Well, I think it may be easier for most people if they're using, like, they want to patch both triple burner 3 and kidney 3, if they use white and tan patches, like ice wave or energy, so it's clear which ones are yang and which ones are yin. So the tans would go in the bottom, kidney 3s, and then the whites would go on the triple burner 3 at the top. So you can use, you know, two sets of energy or two sets of ice wave. But like you said, I really like your protocol where you're just using one on each side and you're putting the stem cell enhancing patches, X49 on the right hand, and then X39 on the left foot or ankle.
Yep.
Yeah, the very elegant protocol.
That approach you just described, that saves on patches, but it's also using not just the right-left paradigm. It also uses the sky-earth paradigm above and below.
So both. Yep. And then the nice thing too, for those that are happen to be in the past training team, either customers or brand partners, we actually have a six module course called the Principles of Patching 101, where we talk about left right versus sky earth, so you can get a little bit foundational, you know, additional information. Not that you need that, but you know, in case you are on my team or a customer of somebody on my team, you can get access to that for free. Okay, so
cool. That will help people understand what we're flapping our gums about.
Yeah, I put in a chart, you know, all sorts of charts and stuff like that, and definitely, you know, working. It was a labor of love to. what I noticed, Dr. Dennis, is that the people that are on the team that have taken the patching, Principles of Patching 101, is that the quality of their questions in our Facebook group are much higher than the average. So in other words, you know, I might, right. You know, if I'm on like an international call or whatever, the questions that come from the international community and people not on my team are rather simplistic and or not even in compliance, so I can't even answer them, right? Whereas my team...
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, okay, so I have this injury, and then we did this round the dragon, and then I bracketed the area, and so with this patch, and so I'm thinking, okay, is there something else I can do? And I'm like, wow, well done, you know.
Yeah.
So what
you're saying is it increases depth of understanding.
That's right, yeah. So maybe one day I'll figure out. If I do want to share it with others, because sometimes I'm at the bigger events and I'm just like rolling my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe they're asking that. Don't ask that.
Right.
You're not supposed to ask that, right? Because I'm, you know, I don't know whether you, did I tell you this, Dr. Dennis, last time, when I was in Aruba, I'm literally like at the beach, like putting my underwear on. And you know, random people come to me that are not on my team and they ask me questions. And you know, for the most part, I'm pretty fine about that. I know I'm on vacation, but still, you know, I'm happy to, but the woman starts out with, oh, you know, I have this 14-year-old and da 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 da. And she tells me a little bit and I'm changing and everything like that. And then she says, how do I patch for his asthma? And I look at her, and I go, I'm never going to answer that question the way you've asked it. And she was so shocked. She just looked like just looked at me with these big eyes. I said, you need to study how to ask these questions. Once you learn the basics on how to ask a question, I'd be happy to answer that for you. And then that was all I said, right? And she's like, oh, my God, right? But anyway, I found her later. I said, look, here's the link. I said, here's the link. Learn how to ask this question, okay? Then ask it properly, and I will answer you. But I refuse to answer it this way. Anyway, I told David, because somebody else triggered me. It was right after that. Somebody else said, you know, oh, can I ask you a real quick question? And, you know, I'm like, okay. And she's like, are you the doctor that wrote that book? I said, ooh, well, I have 4 best-selling books, so which one are you referring to? And she was like, oh, the one where, you know, how you patch for diseases. And I said, hell no, excuse the language. I said, hell no. And she, again, I mean, she was even more shocked. And I said, hell no. I said, I will never write a book like that. I said, this company is very important to me. I've been with the company 17 years. I do not want it to go out of business. And books like that are going to get us into trouble. So do not ever share that with anyone. And anyway, so she ran away, you know, just like shocked that I was so rude. But I was obviously triggered. And then I couldn't find her later to apologize, and I did tell David that's what happened, and I was like, I'm sorry, I just got triggered, and he was like, are you okay? Because I was crying a little bit. I was like, I just apologize. It got triggered, and I said, I would never do that to you, David.
Mm.
He goes, I know. Anyway,
so
that's why we're
okay
so strict on it, people.
You're okay with answering questions while you're changing your underwear as long as they ask the right questions.
That's right. That's right. although I did that tell the second guy, so can you just wait till I put my underwear on?
least I don't have problems with bears asking me how to patch up in the forest.
Right. Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. So people just know now, right? They're listening to the show. Okay, note to self. Do not ask the wrong question with Dr. Karen or she might jump down your throat. Okay, anyway, I have my days, right? So, David said, well, it comes from the territory. I said, David, how do you do it? He goes, so do I. I said, how do you remain so calm, so kind and considerate, where everyone is asking a bazillion questions, and I'm like, I don't know how you do it, because I'm not obviously doing it very well. And he goes, well, it goes with the territory. And he goes, I do have a limit, though. He starts to smile. He says, I do have a limit.
Yeah.
It usually comes at around hour 10 when I'm sitting down to dinner and, you know, and somebody comes up and starts asking me, and he just says, I can't do this right now. I'm eating dinner. And he's so nice about it. I'm like, oh, my God, David. Okay, I'm learning from you.
I thought he was going to say, I'm wearing patches and that calms me down.
No. We just have to, you know, if one's a celebrity, okay, obviously he's a celebrity. I'm learning from him how to have some scripts at a time. So that, you know, I can have, because what happens at mealtime oftentimes when we're at these events is that everyone's finished eating and haven't started eating. And I'm late because I haven't eaten, right? Because everyone's asking me questions. So I do need to learn some scripts to be a little bit better at time management. Okay, next question. Mio says,
Before you ask the question, that's a good way to diet. Get people to ask you questions while you're eating.
Oh, my God. No.
Enough of the jokes.
Okay, Mio, what's the best patching protocol for blurry vision symptoms? I know it's very general.
Okay.
That's all it was written.
Well, I'd want to do some more history on this person and find out what might be causing the blurry vision, because it could be a large number of things. But if that's all we have to go on, the eyes are the windows to the liver or the wood, and I would patch wood points like liver 3 and gallbladder 40, which is a source point for gallbladder. There's also another one, gallbladder 37, and that will help with the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So gallbladder 37 is 5 inches or soon above the ankle on the outside of the leg.
How many soon? Five?
Five, yeah.
Okay, I don't think I ever use that. I do use gallbladder 39 quite a bit because that's just where my skating boot hits and it gets really tough right there. It can feel like a knot. So it's a good spot for me to patch, but gallbladder 37 is obviously higher than that.
Yeah. So gallbladder 37 is called bright light, and 39 is called suspended bell. And it's about 2 soon lower than 37. So your boot's hitting about the gallbladder 39 level.
Yeah.
Okay, so that benefits the sinews and bones and also the neck and dispels wind damp. And there's gallbladder fire. So that may be what's more useful to you than eye point.
Okay. So what patches should you use for those?
If you just want to do basic, you can do ice wave or energy enhancer with the white one on right and tan one on left. Or if you want to get more fancy, you could use liver 3 on the left with the tan patch and gallbladder 37 on the right with the white patch.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you wanted to be more fancy with the older patches, I would put Eon on right gallbladder 37 and SP6 on left liver 3.
Mm-hmm.
And if you wanted to get really fancy with the new patches, like using X39, X49, I would use X49 on right gallbladder 37 and X39 on left liver 3. So there's a paradigm in Chinese medicine that the more distant the point to the part of the body that's healing, the more powerful the point is. So that's why we go down to the lower leg there to help with the eyes.
Okay.
But you can go local too. You can try a carnosine patch on the temples of the eye that's blurry, or you could use carnosine and an Eon, with the Eon on the right and carnosine on the left temple. And there's also another point that helps the eyes. Actually, there are points all around the eye orbit that help the eyes. So you could go above the eye, like in the middle of the eyebrow, or you can go below the eye, which is like stomach one, stomach two area, or you can go off to the side of the lower orbit of the eye, and that's a special point for liver, which is congruent with balancing the energy for the eyes.
Is that the one, the outer corner or inner corner?
Outer.
Outer, yep. What's really funny, Dr. Dennis, you showed me that point. I ended up putting a carnosine on the outer, just on that point, on the left eye. Now, my left eye has had surgery, a buckle put in. They don't do that anymore, apparently. It's very invasive. So they have a thylactic buckle to squeeze their retina to attach it to the vitreous so it doesn't peel away. I had a retinal detachment years ago. Yeah, so I'm part biotic, I suppose. Bionic. Anyway, so
yeah.
Yeah, it's no metal, but it's thylactic. Anyway, so I put the carnosine patch. The next day, Dr. Dennis, I ended up with some pretty intense floaters.
Wow.
And
so
they're
still
there.
Lodge?
Yeah,
they're
still there, but they don't seem to bother me that much. Except when I put on like a mask, what do they call it? You know, when I'm swimming, a swim mask, they press
goggles.
On the bone. Yeah, goggles, thank you. The swim goggles, they press on the bone, and then then it looks like something's swimming in front of my eye, and it's just the dead, you know, tissue, the vitreous is in front.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting that after using that point, that's when I noticed the floaters.
Wow.
It doesn't bother me that much, so I didn't really do anything. But the eye is a little bit tricky because it's like there's not tons of blood flow that goes through the eye. I mean, there's blood flow, of course, but not tons of blood flow. So you're trying to, like, it's like literally like taking like enzymes, and you're like, okay, how do I get the enzymes in the eye, right? So I haven't actually even done my own healing modality on it because I couldn't, you know, just have other things to do. So has not really been a priority, but I just thought that was curious.
Yeah, the circulation's really finicky. It's like a connective tissue, like in the tendons and ligaments, there isn't as much blood flow as most of the rest of the body.
Yep, exactly.
So,
I have noticed that ice wave on the temples, for some clients and friends of mine, the ice wave on the temples shoots the energy right through the eyeballs, and that sometimes works better than above the eye or below the eye, just saying, for some people. So if you're on the temples, it literally shoots it right through both eyeballs.
Yeah, that's the advantage of using patches. You can send energetic needle through the head. But if you're using metal needles, you couldn't do that. And there's a point, there are a couple points, outer and inner frontier gate, like Sanjiao 5 and Pericardium 6, and their procedures for sticking a needle all the way through the arm. So you couldn't do that on the head.
No, that would be interesting. Okay,
yeah,
so we got a really good start here for Mio, and so we're going to go to the next person here. And again, if you are here with us live, you can call in 818-514-1190, hit 1 so we know your hand is up. And then the next question.
One more thing to say about the eyes there. I would also recommend sweeping or dredging to get the chi and the blood moving in the eye area. And you could do that by going behind the person and holding a positive isoid patch in your right palm and a negative isoid patch in the left palm and sweeping around the temples and past the eyes and in front of the eyes also and around the head area there. Just sweep from top to bottom and in front of the eyes to get the chi and the blood moving.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Okay. Maybe I can do that while I'm watching a movie today. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. All right, so I'm just going to let Mio know in the Light Master community that we have replied. And by the way, guys, I am writing notes, which is why you're hearing typing in the background. So I'm writing notes, and Tasha is going to post that into a blog at thepatchtrainingteam.com. So you'll see that either later today or tomorrow, where all my notes, as well as the embed of the radio show replay, will be there for you to read. And I'm not going to use your last name, so I'm just going to write your first name and your last initial, and then you can find your question, and then Dr. Dennis's answer after that. Okay, so we're going to go to
you. For those of you not as familiar with Dr. Karen and her show, she makes excellent notes, and there's a rich resource on her website of all the notes from our shows.
Yes. Okay.
And we're in our 10th year, so there are probably at least 6 or more years of notes in there.
Yep. There is. All right. So I'm just looking at the Facebook. Now, it's very interesting that the Facebook event is not getting as many questions, and that could be because most of my people are actually in the Light Master community now, so the questions are going there instead, but I'm not seeing any questions here. Who knows what it is with Facebook, but Dr. Dennis, I'll contact you a little later about timing, just because we're thinking of restructuring some of the offerings, the free offerings. And we might do it a different way just to organize it. So, but for now, at least this month, we're doing it this way. And I don't see any questions in the chat. We're going to go to the phones. So the person that has been most patiently waiting, last 4 digits of your phone number is 8307. So let me go ahead and unmute you. And you can say your first name and your questions. And remember to be compliant in terms of the way you ask your questions based on symptoms and or goals and not based on patching medical conditions. So 8307, you are up next.
Hi, this is Allie. Hi, Dr.
Hi,
Karen,
Allie.
Dr. Dennis.
Hi,
this
Allie.
This is the first call I've done. I've been out of everything for 3.5 months, so I'm so grateful to be here. I have been healing from a broken wrist. I'm doing super well. The occupational therapist is kind of blown away by how fast the swelling's gone. However, I keep getting numbness in my hand, and I wondered what you could recommend. I do lots and lots of therapy, but there's certain movements that my whole hand just goes to sleep.
Uh-huh. Okay, whole hand. Which hand is it, right or left?
It's the left hand.
Okay. From time to time. Okay, and how long ago was that?
It was 3.5 months ago.
Okay. And which movements cause that hand to go to sleep?
It's hard to know. I sleep with a splint, otherwise my hand goes to sleep while I'm sleeping. And when I'm very active, when I move it certain ways, I just notice that I have to stop and let my hand dangle until the feeling comes back.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, so either when sleeping or when you're really active, then the numbness happens.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Let me write some notes here. Dr. Dennis?
Well, are you just hanging your hand to make it come back, or are you moving it around and to make it come back?
If I just hang it, it comes back pretty quickly. Their concern is there are pinched nerves, and they want to do whatever you call the testing so they can see what's going on. So obviously I want to fix that.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't hurt to do the testing to find out more specifically what nerves may be involved.
Yeah.
Does it seem more like on the inside of your arm or on the back of your arm or hand or wrist?
It's just right through my fingers. It's my fingers that come down. And it's
okay.
All my fingers that come
down. Well, those points I mentioned earlier while talking about the other case, the outer frontier gate and the inner frontier gate, which is Sanjiao 5 and pericardium 6, would be good points to patch to see if you can have an effect on increasing the biocoherence of that area and the qi and the blood flow, and that could help relieve either pinched nerves or inflammation or whatever is going on in that area. So
okay.
The most simple thing, go ahead.
I've been wearing X39 directly on the spot that was initially very swollen. It's almost normal now.
Oh, good. Hi. Okay, so if that's working for you, just continue with that. It's going in the right direction. Just be more patient and give it more time.
Okay.
If I may interject. Here, I love the combination of triple burner pericardium 5 because you're kind of literally like going right through, you know, the wrist. And so what happens with the healing process is that the swelling itself is really there as the body's own ability to splint, you know, the area, and the part of the healing crisis or healing reaction, if you will, is to increase the fluid in there to hold it together, and it can be helpful, though it can cause, obviously, pain. And prolonged swelling, you know, obviously, you know, can cause numbness because it's pushing on stuff. So when things are healing, oftentimes the fascia will clamp down to stabilize the area, and that in and of itself can cause the nerves to be squished. Now, do you have all five fingers numb or just the first three or the latter two?
It's all five.
All five, okay, yeah. So it's really what we call circumferential, like swelling. So usually the first three, the thumb, the forefinger, and the middle finger are the radial nerve is usually what gets squished. The median nerve gets squished at the wrist, so that would be your typical carpal tunnel, the median nerve, and then the outer two are more the ulnar nerve, which is the on the pinky side, you know? So if they're both being affected, that means, like, all the way around internally, there's some swelling. It doesn't mean the swelling is bad, but obviously when you gravity is helpful, right, and get you know, the sensation back. So I think Dr. Dennis's idea of doing triple burner 5, pericardium 6, I would do it with ice waves, would be great. And then where is the X39 exactly on your arm?
It's the break was right below the wrist crease, and it's on the it's on the pinky side.
Okay. Yeah. So I would just in this case just add the ice wave.
Okay. That's when you
Because then you're gonna have a nice little triangle there.
Just out of curiosity, how did it break? Like, what was the mechanism of injury?
Be careful if your blood pressure is out of control. I was so dizzy, I just fell, and I tried to protect myself, which I did, because that was the only injury.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's also possible that, like, what Dr. Karen was alluding to with the connective tissue, that you injured part of the retinaculum, which is a ring of tissue that surrounds all the tendons that go in and out of the wrist and hand and hold them down. So you said it was broken. Did they x-ray it and find that the bone was fractured? Or?
Oh, yeah. I didn't need surgery, though. They were able to just gently move it back in place.
Okay.
It was definitely broken. And the last x-ray showed the healing's going along really well, but they said it needs to go a little longer.
Okay, yeah, I agree with that. So if you had enough force to break the bone, you probably injured the retinaculum too. But what you're doing with the X39 will help with stem cell proliferation and repairing of tissue.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
I've also put the X49 on the other side of the wrist as well.
Oh, okay. I'm a user, but I didn't know where to put it. Okay, I will do that.
Yeah, that increases the energy going through the circuit.
Okay.
Yep.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're so far apart, but they're on the same train track.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
One more
Welcome.
Thing I wanted to mention, Dr. Dennis probably would agree with me, is you could actually, on your right hand, take some masking tape and tape some ice wave, maybe your thumb, put the white one on the pad of your thumb, and then maybe the third finger, put the tan one on there, and literally take your wrist, it doesn't really matter whether you put your wrist up or wrist down, you can do it both ways, is put your right hand, so your thumb and your third finger will be sandwiching your entire wrist, and you will sweep upwards your entire arm from your hand all the way up to your underarm, and just sweep like 25 times like that. And you can always reverse it, so you put your palm up and then sweep, and you don't have to do it hard. You're just barely touching the skin, but you're using the energy to sweep the lymphatics, so it'll clear faster, so you don't have to be as swollen internally.
Yeah, good idea with sweeping, and I'll also listen to Fantasia music while you're sweeping to get into the morphic field of sweeping.
Which path did you say on which finger?
Ice wave.
Ice wave. Which one?
It doesn't really matter, but you know, you can put the white on the thumb and the tan on the third finger, or vice versa.
Okay. Thank you. I'll do that.
Cool.
Okay. Great. All right. Thank you for your awesome question. Lots of great options here. So I'm going to mute you and go to our next caller. So let me mute you here. Our next caller, phone number ending in 4230. Hi, who is this? 4230. You are now unmuted.
Oh, hi, Karen. Hi, Karen. My name is Jane. And thank you for taking my question. It's actually something that I should have asked about a year ago. It was someone that I know that was, he was using ice wave and Eon to try to get rid of pain. What happened to him was he had to have his leg amputated from the knee down, his right leg, because of an issue with his foot. He has pain in both feet due to a motorcycle accident probably 40 years ago. So it's a very long-term injury. So I don't even know if it's something to that's possible to help him with. But so we tried to put ice wave on different locations, and he thought he had some – oh, so the issue is after he had his leg amputated from the knee down on the right, he still was feeling that phantom pain in that – leg, and he also was still having obviously pain in his left foot as well, really bad. He said it feels like knives stabbing him, so it's hard to sleep, it's hard to do anything. And we were putting ice waves different places because I've listened to some of the ways that you can do it, but we weren't just finding the right place. He thought it was helping a little bit, but I didn't know if you have or if you need more information about it, but what positions you might suggest that he try to help with that, because he kind of gave up with using it because it was hard to find the right spots.
Oh, yes. I definitely have recommendations. I'll let Dr. Dennis start first.
Well, what patch locations that he tried seemed to work best for him before he gave up?
So I'm sorry that I don't know what the names of them are, you know, because I told him, oh, we need to talk with this Dr. Karen, who's an acupuncturist, and we just never got that far to do it, because I said it has a lot to do with that. But we tried right under the amputated part of his knee, and then another part we did even under his, sometimes we tried under his other foot, trying to remember now, I'm sorry, it was about a year ago, but we, because I was reading how sometimes that point under there, I forget what it was called, we even did a part in his, I'm trying to think where it was, but I think when it was under his knee, the amputated part, I think he felt a little relief there, but we had another spot too, but then he started to say, you know, it's just not, you know, it's not giving him enough relief. So it's, so he, you know, is sort of using some kind of drug that they gave him as little as he could, because that makes him crazy too. But,
Well, while you're talking, I'm picturing a triangle using kidney one and both bladder 40s behind the knee. So bladder 40s in the popliteal space behind the knee. So I take it from what you're saying that some of that's left on the right?
Yeah.
Behind the space?
So the pain is where he feels it in his right foot that's not there. So the phantom pain that he feels there. But he also has pain in his left foot because he just does. He's always had pain in both feet, but even the one that was amputated, he feels it in that too. So I guess a lot I was trying to work on, you know, trying to get rid of that pain too. So
Do you know what part of the foot the pain is in, or is it the whole foot?
It's under the foot, and it's mostly, I think, under the foot, and I think it's the, if I remember right, the second toe mostly. I mean, I think it's the general, but where is the most pain? I think it was in the toe next to the big toe, but it's mostly under the foot, as best as you can tell, because it just hurts. The pain so severe that it's hard to say where's the worst pain, you know.
Okay, well, if you haven't tried this yet, I'd suggest using Ice Wave with the white one on the right bladder 40 behind the what's left of the knee, and the tan one on left kidney 1, and then put in X39 on left bladder 40.
Left bladder 40, okay. Okay, so is that... So is the Ice Wave and the X39 in the right same place? Bladder 40.
Yeah, bladder 40 on the right with the white Ice Wave, and bladder 40 on the left with the X39, and then the tan Ice Wave on the bottom of the left foot on kidney 1.
Okay. Bottom of the left foot. Okay, I'll have him try that. And I know nerve issues are really more difficult and take longer time. Is that right? Aren't nerve issues pretty difficult, I would say?
Yes.
No?
Depends on the individual and what's going on.
Okay.
I
have one other question on someone else.
That belief.
No? Well, that's a good thing then.
No.
No. When I was first introduced to LifeWave, there was a person that was trying to use it for pain that she had. I'm such a believer in the patches that I said, I strongly believe, you know, keep trying. But she gave up, I think, too soon. But it was another nerve issue from a surgery that slowly they cut a nerve or something. But I still said, I don't know, I just still, you know, don't give up. But she did. And then I thought, am I thinking wrongly? But I think anything is probably possible. But I have another question, or unless you need to go to the other, another caller, that's fine too.
I would like to add my 2 cents into this protocol, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So a lot of times when people have chronic pain, it comes with chronic stress. Chronic stress can cause the autonomic nervous system to go into fight, flight, or freeze, most likely freeze in this case. Mm-hmm. In that case, the body cannot heal itself very well, despite whatever patches you use on the pain areas. So I recommend doing the what I call my brain balancing protocol, where we use Eon on one of various head-related points. You don't have to use all the points, but if you go to patchtrainingteam.com, you can get the free, you know, PDF download with all the points and rotate through those. Mm-hmm. And if he doesn't want to use it during the day, because some of the points are third eye, top of the head, you know, places behind the right ear where it might be seen. If he doesn't want it to be seen, then he can use it at night. So you would continue mm-hmm. that ongoing. I also tell people to, you know, take care in not causing a brain imbalance by sleeping next to a cell phone that is on, et cetera, et cetera. So you could use Dr. Dennis's protocol with Eon brain balancing either daytime or nighttime. The other option is when we're patching for pain in the so-called phantom limb, and Dr. Dennis, you know, is aware of this as well, is if we can get, now in this case it's helpful to have pain in the other foot, if we can get the pain down in the other foot by just patching the left foot, oftentimes, because it was in both feet before, the same meridians are in both feet. So by patching and increasing the chi flow in the left foot area, that would translate, might take a little bit longer time, but we're talking, you know, hours versus days, right? Like we're not going to wait that long. You'll often get an effect on the opposite side. So even though that person doesn't have a foot, you know, on that side, you can mm-hmm. actually patch the less affected side or the left side to fix the both sides in this case. So that's option two.
That
so
would
option
be...
one would be Dr. Dennis's, yeah. right? And then I would definitely add
yep.
the Eon.
Mm-hmm.
And then option two would be doing whatever you can with, you know, with the brain balancing going on, patching the left foot, using the clock technique, bracketing, whatever you can to get that pain down. And even if the right foot does not decrease pain, but the left does, eventually that will help clear up the right channels as well. And then
yeah.
I think
okay.
Having the X39 and or X49, but if, you know, if he's kind of like fed up, whatever, just give him the X39. The X39, because both are particularly good for nerves. So both
yeah.
are specialists
yeah.
in
right.
healing nerves and the nervous system. So that would be the foundation for healing, not just getting rid of pain.
Exactly. Right. Okay. Great.
And so
really good advice.
I've got
Thank you both.
Option. I've got option three for you, too.
Okay.
Not to make it more complicated, but just simply put, you can sweep the head because there's a mapping of the body on the brain called the homunculus, and that the map of the right foot is still there, and that area of the brain could be active and giving him sensations that the foot's still there or the leg is still there below the knee, even though it isn't. So if you use the X49 on the right hand, X39 on the left, in your palm, like Lao Gong, which is pericardium 8, put those patches
mm-hmm.
on your hands and stand behind him and sweep the head from front to back and top to bottom, and you'll get the energy of the X39 and 49 in the brain to heal and reset the tissues in the homunculus of the brain where he's feeling that phantom pain. And at the same time,
okay,
you're resetting. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's good. You would reset it. You could reset it. That's great.
Yeah, and also kidney 9 resets the yin of the nervous system. So at the same time you're doing that, I would patch kidney 9. Say with an eon on the
okay.
right and SP6 on the left. Well, he's not going to have a right. So, because the lower leg is on. But, so just do kidney 9 on the left with SP6 patch.
Kidney 9 on, that's right. Okay. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
That's great.
So
many
options.
Yeah, and,
yes,
and, you know, somebody's chronic pain. Yeah, in my book, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, there's a whole chapter on magnesium and minerals. So, you know, you
yeah.
might consider maybe getting a copy of the book and just, you know,
yes.
taking a look at that. We, you know, I don't know what medications he's on, you know, whatever. So whatever he's on, oftentimes the Western medications will deplete certain B vitamins, and magnesium is very common to be depleted. So he, you know, he might not be able to, you know, have the patches work as well if he's low on magnesium and zinc and so on and so forth.
Right. That's true. Yep. I'm not sure. All right. Great advice.
Yeah,
thank you so much, both of you.
Very welcome.
What are you not sure about? What are you talking about?
She doesn't know his medications, and it's not for her to find out necessarily, but just to suggest that sometimes medications can interfere with magnesium, and
yeah.
magnesium is well known to be a painkiller.
Yep.
Yeah.
In and of itself. So I can mention that to him too. I never got into his medication is because, you know, you have to do what you have to do for pain, but he doesn't like
oh, yeah.
them, but you have to survive. So that's what the only reason why he does it.
Right.
Right.
No, and
that's
nothing
great.
Wrong with
Thank
that.
You.
There's nothing wrong with that. You might want
yeah.
to even share the video, the LifeWave YouTube site, LifeWave Health. Just search Don Collins. So he's a Vietnam vet that was partially blown up by a landmine, had gone through 50-plus surgeries, and it was when the Eon got invented, he was finally out of pain. Ice Wave helped. Eon on board made a huge difference, and now, you know, with X39, X49, so much more powerful. So he could maybe be inspired by somebody that went through what he went through. It's a beautiful 8-minute video.
Yeah. Thanks. I know I showed him one. I don't know if that was the right one because that's I get inspired by them saying there's hope. There's hope. You know.
Right.
So,
yes. You
good.
Want to show him that
Thanks.
One for chronic pain because, you know, most people haven't gone through 54 surgeries, right? Most people
yes.
anyway. So that may
Exactly.
Maybe, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Because Don was going to kill himself. So because of the pain.
Yeah.
And he was on 3 different
sure.
opioids, morphine, Oxycontin and Dilaudid. I don't know what the 3rd one was. Anyway, he was on mega, mega pain meds. He was palliative. They didn't know what the heck to do with him, you know? So, and the patches
yeah,
did.
Yeah,
He's off all medication, so.
Oh, that's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for helping him out, Jane. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you.
All right. So we have another hand up here, Dr. Dennis.
Okay.
So ending in 1226. Hi, who's this?
Good afternoon, Dr. Karen and Dr. Dennis. It's nice to meet both of you. Dr. Karen, I'm a fan. I'm in the SOS. I've been with
oh, yay.
You for a few years. I'm kind of slow to learning everything. I'm very skeptical. So this is all
skeptical
very
good
new
to me,
but I am so interested because I just believe in what you both are doing. It's so wonderful.
What's your first name?
I'm 61, breast cancer survivor.
Yay.
Like I said, a fan of and a student of Dr. Karen, still learning. And you've been extremely helpful to me and very kind, and I appreciate you so much.
Nice.
What
can we do for you?
So, yes, double curved scoliosis. I've had my atlas adjusted, which has been instrumental because it's helped with a lot of things in my body as well. Again, I'm 61, so I've got herniated discs and, you know, kind of been told, well, because of this curve, you're really not going to get rid of those. I realize inflammation is an issue. I am on supplements. I have a great naturopath, and I do the Soleil, by the way, too, which is amazing. And I take really great vitamins. So I'm not your average patient. Like, I've been, you know, looking into things for years and really on it. And I am very healthy and feel it. But it's the, I have a little bit of tingling in the left arm, low back. You know, when I bend over to do yard work, like for a day, I can't, you know, it's like I feel like I walk like an 80-year-old, you know. So I know it's the disc, and that's like the one area where I just can't seem to get any help, and I was wondering if your patches would work on that.
Okay, can I clarify something with you?
Yes, sure.
When you say when you're bending down with yard work and then you feel like you're walking around like a, you know, 80-year-old, where is the pain exactly?
Low back. Yeah, low back.
Okay.
Always the low back. Yeah, it's, I think it's C6 and 7 and L6. Six and seven, so it's cervical lumbar, you know, the curves, so the discs are protruding a bit, and yeah, I mean, I do exercises and things, you know, I mean, there's a lot that I've had to do to live in this body, but you know, it's that inflammation, I think. I do take a lot of fish oils and good supplements, collagens and things like that, so it that has made a difference.
Okay,
but
great.
The patches, I think, might be the final cherry on top, if you were.
Yeah, that's super helpful that you are, you know, have the good diet, you're taking the fish oil, collagen, you're taking supplements. Sounds like you're taking some mineral supplements. Is that true? You're on the Soleil, obviously.
On the Soleil, yeah. Minerals, you know, I haven't dove into the mineral, like what minerals are, you know, do I need or good to take. That might be an area that I could improve on.
Okay, the reason is the quality of the pain you're talking about, that you know, when you're bending down, right, and the next day it's like, ugh. That kind of pain is, I had to go through it myself to understand better of what that means. So I won't tell you the story, but basically, that kind of pain is usually a mineral deficiency, at least in the Western medicine, biologically. In Chinese medicine, it would be like stagnant qi or lack of qi or qi not flowing, you know.
Right.
And Dr. Dev can
I do qigong,
more about
too,
that.
By the way. Yeah.
Oh, good,
and I'm a
good.
Qigong
Thank goodness
lover,
you do that.
So I do qigong. Yeah. So I love that because it does
yeah,
really
you feel
great
lots of great
in the body.
Things you're doing. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so. I'm going to mention a couple of things, and I'll let Dr. Dennis share his perspective. So from my sort of medical doctor, you know, chronic pain, you know, perspective, number one is that it is possible you may need more salt and or minerals, given that, I mean, you're doing everything well. At the same time, the second thing I wanted to share is just because you see it on x-ray doesn't mean that's what's causing the pain. So, so just because you see herniated discs, there are plenty of people with herniated discs that are worse than yours that have no pain. Doctors tend to diagnose people when they see stuff on the x-ray rather than actually take a really good physical exam and the history. Right?
Agreed.
And having been trained in Canada and then coming to the States, I was actually appalled with some of the, you know, lack of training of some of the medical doctors. Here. I'm not saying Canadian doctors are necessarily better. I'm not saying that, but at least from where I trained, I was, you know, I had patients coming to me as an acupuncturist and, you know, they're like, oh, the surgeon says I need a surgery, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, walk me through the appointment. Well, okay, well, I just went to see Dr. So-and-so. They had me go to x-ray. And I'm like, wait. They had to go to x-ray first. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, no one in med school ever said that. What you do is you take a history, then you do a physical, then the x-ray is complementary, but it's not the freaking diagnosis. And so people will do CAT scans and MRIs and all that kind of stuff, and they diagnose it based on that. That is not how you diagnose things, okay? People in Britain even think we're ridiculous in Canada. So, I mean, you know, they used to, like, you know, based on symptoms, I mean, they would be so accurate. They wouldn't need the x-ray. You know, but here in America, mm-hmm. we rely very heavily on our equipment, and we stop thinking as medical doctors. It's a big pet peeve of mine, obviously. So,
good point.
Just because you see that doesn't mean that's what's causing the pain. Because if you take a whole bunch of people with herniated discs, half of them don't have pain. Now, that being said, we do know what you do have. So what you do have is a fascial imbalance because you mm-hmm. have that double curve of the spine. So what happens is one side, the fascia is locked down. Then the only thing your spine can do is balloon out the other side. That's the only mm-hmm. thing it can do. And vice versa. So you have these areas. Now, there's various different causes of that. But when I have seen that someone with 8 days of block therapy has straightened out their spine to a great degree, I'm like, OMG. My medical mm-hmm. mind is like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it's not the funnest thing to do, right? I mean, you have this wooden block and you're lying on it, you know, in your belly. And then if it's painful, then that's your signal, like, okay, there's fascia attached to my spine. That is really, really tight. And then it takes a while before you can even get to the back part. But if you look at the block therapy, you know, website, and you look on some of the testimonies of scoliosis, time it took to get from, you know, A to B, it's not that long. You know, and Dr. Dennis has his own, you know, thing that's really going to be helpful with the patches that he's going to share with you in a moment. Mm. So basically, your fascia is going to be super tight because of whatever, you know, that originally happened. But it can also be super tight if you're low on minerals, low on magnesium, low on salt, which is very interesting. And so
I take magnesium at night. I drink a Calm at night. But every other day.
So you get about, you know, 4% of that in your body because of mm-hmm. what the Calm is. Still better than nothing. If you
well,
magnesium
actually,
chloride.
I take a magnesium supplement too. Yeah, it's a 7. It's a really good magnesium by Biooptimizers. Magnesium
here.
Breakthrough.
So he's the spokesperson for that. That's really, really great. Some people just need more. And just keep in mind, anything you take by mouth, unless it's literally magnesium chloride, will have to be restructured in the body for it to be useful. And so with physical supplements, with magnesium, you're getting 4 to maybe maximum 20% of that in the body, even with the good stuff. The faster way to get the magnesium in is to soak in magnesium chloride in a bath.
Mm-hmm.
Faster, much faster. Or much faster is eating skin. Right, topical magnesium chloride, get the good stuff from the Zexine seabed, so it's not toxic. You put it on your skin, and that's immediate. The body goes, oh, I know what to do with this thing. I can immediately use it. Whereas the other's got to go through the digestive system and go into the bloodstream, and that has to be converted. So magnesium chloride is my favorite.
You're right, that could be just a simple tweak. Because I do take the magnesium baths, and I do have the ancient minerals lotion that I rub on my low back area, but maybe I'm not doing it enough. Maybe that's all there.
Chronic stuff, we're talking like up, you know, muscle tests if you want, upwards of 48 mm-hmm. sprays a day.
Mm.
So it's a lot, right? Now, you don't do that immediately because you're going to be itchy as heck.
Yeah.
Of the LL magnetic clay or the magnesium chloride, if you have a little spray bottle, it's about 30 to 48 sprays a day. That's what I have seen in my patients, what they've needed, and then you don't have to take the oral stuff.
Okay, and
so you could do a combination of both.
Well, yeah. And just to let you know, too, as I'm sitting here, I can tilt my pelvis forward and backward and feel it. It's not super painful, but it's definitely there. And so that's kind of the issue that I have, and it's just literally at the low back area. So
right. And last but not least, and I'll let Dr. Dennis talk finally, is that that your iliacus is probably tight. So, again, part of the fascia, but really hard to get to. So if you do block therapy, you work on the belly, you may specifically need to work on the iliacus because your psoas iliacus are coarse, but the fascia literally rotates and moves the spine. And so if it's tight, which most people will have a tight iliacus, if you can manually release that, I use the hip hook or the knuckle by Alisa.
I know it.
It is pretty amazing. That can sometimes relieve low back pain, and you're nowhere near the low back.
Awesome. Thank you so much,
just,
Dr. Karen.
Yeah. All right, so I'll let Dr. Dennis talk about patches.
Okay, so you can use the patch approach that I'm going to talk about, along with what Dr. Karen mentioned with the block therapy and the magnesium soaps. So you can all use them all together. In traditional Chinese medicine, if you look at the spine for scoliosis, and let's just consider it an S-curve. I know you said you had a double one, but just consider a single one for purposes of understanding what I'm talking about.
Okay.
If you have, excuse me, let me clear my throat here. Hang on a sec. Okay. So if you have somebody bend over and you look down their spine, when someone that has scoliosis, you're going to see that one side of the back or the lower back is higher than the other one.
Right.
That's because the ribs are pulled over to that side and rotated up, and there's that's convex area, and there's a concave area on the other side. So the convex area is caused by excess energy, because the energy is like the tissues and the fascia Dr. Karen was talking about are pulling the spine over to that side.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is concave because there's a deficiency. It's not balanced energetically, and so it can't straighten out the spine and pull it back. Mm-hmm. So the approach we take in traditional Chinese medicine is when there's a deficiency, you want to tonify it. When there's an excess, you want to sedate it or pull the energy out. So good example of patches for that are ice wave, because the ice wave patches are positive and negative. The positive patches will tonify the deficiency or the lack of energy, and will put energy in. And the tan patches will sedate or pull energy out. So if you put a tan patch on the hump over the excess and a white patch over the deficiency, eventually you'll straighten out the energy and the spine will straighten up. And that straightened spine will also relieve the pressure on the discs, and they will be able to heal from the herniation.
Awesome. That sounds perfect. Okay.
Yep.
So I just got white patch and tan patch, but which which patches specifically should I order?
Ice wave?
Well, did you say you have X39, X49?
No, I don't have any of your patches yet. I'm new.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, get the ice wave.
And X39,
yeah, I would say, I would also, depending on your budget, if you potentially, the ideal here would be X39 and X49 as your foundation, and then the ice wave to literally restructure the spine. So you're putting the tan, which is the yin patch, over the bump, and the white patch over the where it's a hole, and trying to get the energies to balance itself. But the X39, X49 are very, very useful for regeneration. And what I've noticed is the X49 is a specialist in the muscles, the bones, the heart, the nervous system, and I believe the fascia, although that is not necessarily what Dr. Lauren Picard had studied, because a lot of people don't study the fascia.
Right.
You know, it's just something in the way of the surgeon. That's how we used to think about it, right? Yeah, this soft tissue is in the way of the surgeon. But it's actually the fascia is the information highway of the body. So this is anecdotal, but my personal experience is X49 and X39, that combination can be super helpful to restructure the fascia. We do know that from the scar, from the scars before and after, myself as well. But lots and lots of people have written in about their scar remodeling. That is a visual proof that the body's restructuring the collagen.
Wow.
So that the scar is
awesome.
no longer poofy.
I was born with a cleft lip, so I have a scar. You know, obviously I'm 61, so it's, you know, it's been there since
Oh my gosh!
One, so
yeah, so you should take pictures, okay? Over 3 months or so, like you should take pictures because I did not take pictures of my scar's really tiny, but you know, my friend is a brand partner with me, and she had a scar melanoma taken out 11 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I did too on my leg. Yeah, not melanoma, but right.
And she has a scar, and she would shave over it, and it would bleed, you know? And she would have to avoid it every time she shaved. And then one day, after whatever it was, 2-3 months of using the X39, she couldn't find the scar, and then she kind of forgot where it was because she couldn't find it. It was gone. And then after she said that, then I looked and felt my scars, which generally keloid, because my family has that, you know, Asian thing, is that we keloid there usually.
I do, too.
It's completely flat.
Wow.
I was like, wow, it was flat, it's flexible. Anyway, so if you, what was your first name again?
Lori.
Lori, right. So Lori, if you email Leslie, my chief connection officer, support@karencan.com, tell her we had this conversation, right, then I can, you know, share with her what my suggestions are. So Ice Wave, X39, X49, in the ideal world, if that's affordable, that'd be what I would suggest.
Yes.
If not, then I would say Ice Wave and X39.
No, you're spot on. And the fascia is, you're spot on with that as well, because I've done a lot of fascia exercising. The eccentrics from Canada, eccentrics exercises work on the fascia, and that's a really good thing too. Yeah, you're right. You're very right. Thank you so much. As always, you're so helpful. Thank you so much. I'll see you both.
Well, don't go away yet.
I'm not.
So to continue with what I was saying about patching with the Ice Wave, you also want to reconstruct the fascia in the connective tissue along the spine. And so where I would put the X39 and X49 is put the X49 on the bottom of the neck at GV 14, and put the X39 on further down on the spine, say about GV4 or GV2.
Okay,
and then you're going to get the energy down along the spine through the Tai Chi pole for rebuilding the connective tissue, and you'll also get the muscle energy rebalance that is holding the spine in place. And I'd also alternate the X39, X49 between either ends of the spine, and also using gallbladder 34, which is the master point for the sinews, to help with the sinew rebuilding.
Yeah, I really like that. I was going to suggest that. So thank you, Dr. Dennis, for saying that. So in other words, Lori, one day you would use X39 on the back of the neck, X49 further down the spine. The opposite. X49, the top of the spine, X39, bottom of the spine, right above the butt crack.
And then
alternate days, you would use X39 on the left gallbladder 34 and X49 on the right gallbladder 34, which is really good for sinews.
Awesome. Okay,
and I'll
I'm
put that
excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited for you as well. And I know, you know, sometimes reworking fascia is definitely not an overnight thing, but you have such great habits, great habits, nutrition, you're doing Qigong. There's so many positive things you're doing. I could just imagine that over a number of months that this is going to make a huge difference.
I can't wait because, it's not like I have not been trying. So it'll be great to connect back with you and let you know for sure.
Yeah, call
okay,
back
fantastic.
In 6 months. Let us know how it's going.
Thank you both so much.
And keep,
all the best.
Keep track
blessings
of
to you.
You're very welcome. Keep track of your vitality, your energy, scars. I mean, various different things to keep track of. Your sleep, quality, dreams, because there's other things that sometimes shift before the fascia shifts.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, the dreams. I know. I was born at 11/11, so I'm into all this. So
I love it. That's great.
This is
Lori.
Good.
Cool.
So thank you
so
for
cool.
what you both do. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Okay. I'm going to mute you, and we have one last question. We may have time for here, ending in 5554. Hi, who's this? Phew.
Hello, this is Karen. How are you?
Hi, Karen.
It is such a pleasure to talk to you, too. You've got so much useful information just for everything that a person needs. I have been using your patches for a couple years. It was recommended to me by my acupuncturist. So she's pretty good at helping me with certain protocols. I was wondering if you guys had a certain protocol for, I was diagnosed with migraines. I know you don't want to hear diagnosis, but for head pain and migraines, the patches that would work the best. And the positions for those patches to relieve the pain, nausea, sometimes there's vision changes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you for the symptoms. Yes. Okay. Yes. And is the pain pulsing?
Throbbing. Constant pain, like a bowling ball on the top of your head.
Okay.
Well, with migraines, the sooner you get to rebalance the energy, the sooner it'll go away and it's easier to get rid of. So the longer you wait, the harder it is to get rid of. So when you feel your aura changing, you want to patch right away.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on, according to traditional Chinese medicine, that causes that kind of headache is a obstruction or blockage in the Shaoyang channel. Now, Shaoyang, according to sixth channel theory, is made up of both the gallbladder and the Sanjiao channel. And the gallbladder channel goes along the temple alongside of the head. So if I were needling somebody, I could, or if Dr. Karen were too, we could slide our thread, a needle, through the temple along the gallbladder channel, and that often relieves it. But since we're not doing that to relieve the gallbladder channel, we're not using metal needles, we want to use the patches. What we could do is patch liver 3, because the stagnation in the liver, which is the yin phase of the gallbladder, of the wood, and the gallbladder is the yang part. When the liver qi becomes stagnant, there is what's called liver yang rising, and that involves gallbladder, so that you've got yang energy in excess going up to the head, and that creates blockages in the Shaoyang channel. So to relieve that, number one, you can sweep with ice wave patches in pericardium 8 in the palm, like we were describing before, standing behind the person. Or if you're by yourself, you can put them in your own hands. And sweep from the temples in the front of your head, along the side of the head, and down along the gallbladder channel, down to your feet. And keep doing that until you feel the energy shift or change. And then follow up by patching, because the patches are crystals that will hold the energy change longer than if you didn't use them. And so after the energy shifted, you want to use the patches on liver and gallbladder and Sanjiao points to hold the shift, to encourage the energy to keep going down out of the head. So we're using liver 3 to relieve or disperse liver qi stagnation, and we can use gallbladder 40 or 41 on the foot, and we can also use gallbladder 8 on the side of the head, and also Sanjiao 5, which is on the back of the arm, lower arm. So I'd use ice wave on one of the gallbladder points on the right, either gallbladder 8 or gallbladder 40 or gallbladder 41, and then the tan isoid patch on left liver 3, at the same time that you're patching right Sanjiao 5 with an X39. Or you could use both X39, X49 by putting the X49 on the right and the X39 on the left of the Sanjiao 5. And also, if the pain is on the left side of the head instead of the right, then use left gallbladder points, like left gallbladder 8 or left gallbladder 41.
Okay.
And you'd use a tan patch in that case if it was on the left, if the pain was on the left?
I'd use SP6.
Okay.
Use either SP6 or carnosine in the case of it's being on the left. But you still want the tan ice wave on left liver 3.
Okay.
Tan on the left liver 3, okay.
And you can
okay,
also
I wrote that
use
all down for you, Karen.
Thank
if you.
If you
want to be fancy,
I'm
you could use two
too.
Sets. Use two sets of tan ice wave, one on the left, one on the right, on liver 3 on both feet. And then you've got X39, X49, and Sanjiao 5, so you've got the sky covered.
Okay.
So that should work pretty well.
And that point that you just said, use the ice wave patches, is that the point between your big toe and your next toe?
Yeah. If you slide your finger...
Sanjiao 5. Mm-hmm.
No, that's liver 3 on the toes.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Sanjiao 5 is on the back of the arm. And it's, if you... Okay, so let me describe how to find each one. So for liver 3, you slide your finger very gently along the web between the big toe and the next toe. And where it stops while you're gently sliding is liver 3. It's a
okay.
little bit higher than most people think. Most people mistake liver 2 for liver 3 and get it too low. And liver 2 is not a bad point because it drains heat. But liver 3 will disperse
mm-hmm.
the stagnation in the liver, and that's what you're trying to get at.
Okay.
Okay, and then to find Sanjiao 5, you bend your wrist back, like you're waving at somebody when you bend your wrist back, and you
mm-hmm.
put the knuckle of your other hand in the wrist crease, and then you point your mm-hmm. finger, and the tip of your finger will be right on Sanjiao 5, on the back of your arm.
Okay.
Or the outer part of
yeah.
your arm. Okay. Now, in my experience, that way of dealing energetically with the kind of headache you described is a really good way to get rid of it early and clear it and keep it gone.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Okay, great. We need to
Welcome.
Get going here, but thank you so much for the question and Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for the answer. So because here we have July 4th tomorrow, the blog may not be up until the 5th, just so you know, at patchtrainingteam.com. And if you're not already a subscriber, go ahead and subscribe there because we'll remind you of these once-a-month sessions and any changes that we make as well will be there. And you can also get the free brain balancing protocol by subscribing at patchtrainingteam.com. And Dr. Dennis, thank you so much for being with us the day before Independence Day. I really appreciate you. Love you very much.
Oh, you bet, Dr. Karen. It's my pleasure. And thank you, everybody, for listening to my flapping my gums here. So have a good 4th, everyone.
All right. Take care. And thanks, everyone, for listening in. Until next time, big love to you, everyone. Bye for now.